Let's wrap this up with your stock picks this evening. Valdu, what's yours?
I'm going with Redefine. I think I'm going a little bit controversial. Listed property has fallen hugely out of favor, and rightly so. You know, it's very linked to the South African economy and to the cost of finance. And then obviously there's an operational side to the business on leases and occupancy. The reason I go for Redefine, it is a top 40 stock. It's really come off. They are selling off assets to shore up the balance sheet. They're not distributing 100% or potentially not distributing 100% of income, which is, I think, a prudent move. You know, you're leaving a bit of your income to do things like CapEx. And then it's starting to yield 14%. I mean, that is, for a top 40 stock that's relatively liquid, that's really attractive.
Okay, so one to look at there. On your end, Pietri, what do you have your eye on?
November, I think it was, when we had a long in Aspen. And then we managed to hit into a resistance level at around 122. And we're knocking on that door for the third time now. So I'm going to go long Aspen once more.
Yeah.
For a couple of reasons. One, it's a relative outperformer and has been since sort of mid-September last year. From a momentum perspective, it's starting to seem like it could pick up, right? So the idea would be to trade for the gap close. So it left that huge gap in March last year. And if we can manage to get up and above sort of 125, I think we've got a really nice really good risk-reward situation to look for 137.50. So that's a short-term trade, obviously, but that's what I'll go with. I actually entered this trade this morning, so I have to disclaim that.
Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me in studio this evening. Of course, Pietri Redelinghuis is with Herenia Capital and Valdu du Plessis is with Nitrogen Fund Managers. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening.